In Silicon Valley the other day, an engineer clenched his teeth and declared, "Software is like poetry, it can't be rushed." In 30 years of IT meetings, I've heard a lot of engineers emboss their efforts with similar high art statements. The poetry claim came after a reformed etymology major, now saddled on an MBA, attempted to corral a group of software engineers. Being novice, she used the prod, "Your jobs are at risk if you're late." The herd turned. One engineer stampeded out, bellowing, "Writing software is like glassblowing or metalworking, not an assembly line cattle butcher." Dressing the MBA saddle sores, I thought about the author-artisan metaphor. Writing software is like being a poet. If you understand what we write, publishers never like our first draft, and like most artists, our creativity is under a constant influence of new movements. A recent ruckus meeting took place where we debated the adoption of stateless cloud computing. In the software world, this is the equivalent of introducing free verse. Cloud people want no containment and no restrictions. The earthbound feel structured forms of poetry like sonnets can do the job. Confused, our MBA had the look of a baby bird threatened by cat sounds. "It's like Google," I reassured her. "Oh, Google," she peeped up, thinking of nesting in dollars rather than flying in a cloud. That's our industry. MBAs make money off of poetry they can't understand, and why not? When software artists get it right, the whole world wants a copy. Copies MBAs are happy to sell. The Valley's in recession now. Like many industries, our efforts are reduced to Excel spreadsheets. People who never typed a line look at a computer and make decisions about moving dollars favoring foreign writers over the local. What's crazy is if it wasn't for software poets publishing their incomprehensible snippets, the spreadsheets, the computers, and the cappuccino machines keeping MBAs alert would never move and never hum. With a perspective, I'm Stan Peisel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.